This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. When it comes to technology, many of us think seniors just don't get it. Well, a new survey finds they actually are more linked in and more connected than we give them credit for. Here to talk about the survey and how older Americans are increasingly reliant on technology for socialization and information is Scott Collins, president and CEO of Linkage, a research company that focuses on the aging population. Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Mark, thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Scott, how many seniors are using the internet, smartphones, technology, and what ways are they using them?
Yeah, what you're finding now is that the percentage of older adults in our country using and embracing technology is increasing pretty dramatically. The three primary methods of technology use that we're seeing is computers, tablets, and smartphones. And in fact, there has been about a 10% increase in smartphone utilization between first quarter of 2014 and third quarter of 2014 when we did these pulse surveys to really start assessing how seniors are interacting with technology. What is it that they want? How are they using it? So increasingly, they're using it to stay connected to loved ones and friends. They're using it to get information. But there's three critical areas that we constantly need to be mindful of. And that is one, access. There's still a digital divide in this country. So even though more and more boomers who are turning 65 are very tech savvy, those who are in the upper age ranges, north of mid-70s, there's still fairly limited access to broadband technology. There's awareness. So there's still a huge need for older adults to understand what type of technology exists, how can it help improve their lives, and finally, affordability. We know that with this graying of America, there are less and less dollars available to consume things like technology. So AARP's done a wonderful job of getting out and really helping older adults understand what technology exists and how to use it and make their lives better.
One of the things that stood out in your survey to me was that the study actually showed 70% of older Americans would like to see more technology targeted to the senior demographic.
Absolutely. And in a way that doesn't necessarily call them out. So designed with them in mind, and one of the most recent examples that we've seen is actually a collaboration between Samsung and AARP. They created something called the RealPad, which was a tablet loaded with apps and information and an ease of use factor that made it very adaptable for older adults.
And to be clear about the age group we're talking about, Scott, your survey covered people from 65 to 100, right?
Correct. And when we talk about the need for more awareness and access, we're really talking about the upper half of that age range.
Since your company always advises businesses not to overlook and underestimate the growing senior market, did any of this come as a surprise to you, or are you saying, see, I told you so?
A little bit of both. Some of the things that surprised us was the speed at which there's this increasing utilization. We knew based on both the quantitative as well as qualitative work we do with older adults that we're just seeing more utilization, but the speed has been surprising. In addition, it's what they're using it for, this idea of staying connected, staying engaged. One of the challenges that we see with a lot of different technology, and it's an unintended consequence, is social isolation. So the more able we make it for people to be connected via technology, the less we're actually getting them to get out and interact. And so what we're really looking for in terms of technology development and innovation is how can we use technology to actually enhance socialization and promote greater physical connectivity, not just doing things in isolation.
What's the general attitude of seniors toward technology? Do they see this as something that makes life more convenient and easier?
They do. And if you really stop to think about this older generation in our country, they've adapted to more technology than any of us ever probably will. So we tend to think of technology as computers, but technology is someone who used to get their ice delivered in a cart and is now using a smartphone. I mean, we've got people north of 100 who had that reality. So it's been really interesting to see how they want to use it and how they don't want to use it. Interestingly, online banking and e-commerce actually is a bit on the decline among older consumers.
Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of press around stolen identification. So it comes down to trust because there's still this Uncertainty as to whether what I'm doing online is actually going to put my information out there to be stolen. And there still seems to be more people that like that face-to-face transaction as opposed to just doing it remotely, again, because it's part of the socialization experience and feeling of connectedness.
Do you see online banking and online shopping as areas that businesses need to be paying closer attention to as a way to provide more services to seniors?
Definitely. There's a bank out in San Francisco called First Republic who decided they wanted to really target the aging demographic. And so they changed their physical branches to better meet the needs of an aging population in ways that are very invisible to the consumer. But they found one of the biggest hurdles to converting older customers to their bank was this idea of how to change their online and bill paying experience. So they actually went to the Stanford School of Business and got interns there to go out and physically help people make those transitions. And it did a tremendous job of helping people feel more comfortable using those online resources.
Was there anything in your survey that you found to be particularly compelling or particularly surprising when you were doing it?
I think to me, it's the confirmation of things we learned, but the ability to take that out into corporate America and say, see, you do need to pay attention. These people, they are interested in technology and they're interested in new technology, but it's a real opportunity for companies to engage the aging consumer at the point of innovation and product design and development, as opposed to let's build it, put it in a wrapper, and then hope older adults will buy it. And that's an area of huge opportunity where we're actually working with corporate clients that are beginning to do that. A year ago, that would not have happened.
Even among seniors, is there a difference in how they use technology based on their health and their wealth or the lack thereof?
Yeah, the technology can fit into some broad categories. So safety and security, and that technology has been around for quite a while. You know, the pendant hanging around your neck to help let somebody know I've fallen and I can't get up. There's wellness. We did a study a couple of years ago on the next generation of personal emergency response technology, and your listeners won't be able to see it, but you and I have two of those products on our wrists today. That are increasingly older adults are saying, I'm not interested in someone knowing I fell. I want to know, am I getting better? Am I getting my steps in? Am I thriving?
Exactly.
Chronic disease monitoring certainly is still an area of technology that older adults probably need but don't necessarily want to adapt to. And then finally, socialization. And there's been some interesting breakthroughs in that. There's a company called Independa that has a technology that actually attaches to your TV that turns it into an interactive device for older adults to be able to connect via Skype to see what their schedules are, medication reminders. There's even technology that plugs in to allow them to be able to monitor their blood pressure, pulse oximetry, weight, so that they can see how they're doing from a physical perspective, all with a standard TV remote. So no need to learn new technology. As long as you know how to use the TV and remote, you can access these amazing tools.
And so this is actually technology that can benefit your health and possibly even extend your life.
Very much so, yes.
Do you think that no matter what a person's age, Scott, one of the attractions of technology is the sense of accomplishment that comes from being able to use it in the first place?
Definitely. When we go out and do our pulse surveys, and then also we do those remotely, but then we go out and we actually meet with groups of seniors around the country, and it's terrific to see them come in. This just recently happened. Never thought of it before. Sue Vioxx, who is the executive director of Linkage Connect, was conducting a study in person, and actually cell phones started going off, and she had to step back and say, okay, could everybody take your devices out and please put them on silence? And the number of tablets and smartphones, and one lady actually had a smartphone and a flip phone. And she said, I have the flip phone because it's just easier to use for phone calls, but my smartphone is how I stay connected to the rest of the world.
What do you think about comfort level? Pew did some research that showed that older Americans generally are not comfortable learning new technology on their own. Do you think that's applicable?
It is. That's something that we've actually studied and known about for quite a while, going back to 2011 in our first study. And it goes back to how you want to learn. And what we found is that most older adults want to learn from a trusted provider, typically in a one-on-one environment, so that they're not going to feel embarrassed or made to feel foolish. There's also this issue of, if I use this technology, it's not just about I'm afraid to learn it. It's I'm concerned about breaking it. And so from an education standpoint, we've got to make it easy for them to understand they're very able to learn. and very willing to learn. We just have to do a little bit more to get them over the hurdles around not feeling foolish and not being concerned about the fact that they're going to break the technology.
So when you have data that shows seniors are more connected to technology than we typically think, what's the message? What does this mean overall to the future of technology adapting to the growing senior population? Where do we head from here? What's the next thing you see?
We have to give voice to this all-important aspect of the consumer base. And so to me, I hope it demonstrates to companies that this is a vibrant and growing part of a market that they should be addressing, but that it's not enough to make assumptions about what people over the age of 65 want, just like you wouldn't make assumptions about what the 18 to 44-year-old demographic would want. And so engaging them and really helping them show you as a technology developer or as a consumer packaged goods company the type of products they want to consume, how they want to consume them, what messaging resonates with them, just like you would with any other consumer.
Should we expect to see technology usage among the senior population grow in the years to come?
I think definitely. If the last couple of years are any indication, I think it's just going to accelerate, especially with the pace of boomers becoming seniors every day. It's just going to drive it further and faster.
And because of that, what message should companies take away from that?
Oxford Economics did a wonderful study back in 2013, commissioned by AARP, and it was on something called the longevity economy. That's all the economic activity in the U.S. for people over the age of 50. It's a $7.1 trillion economy here in the U.S., making it the third largest economy on the planet, fully $2 trillion larger than that of Japan. Most people then make the assumption, yeah, but they're buying healthcare and walkers and canes and so forth. Out of the 4.6 of that is consumer spend, the other is job creation, tax revenue, and so forth, only, as if you should ever say only, and $1.6 trillion in the same sentence is healthcare. That means $3 trillion is consumer packaged goods spending. They dominate 119 out of 123 of those categories. This is an important demographic, and with life expectancies increasing, the fastest growing segment of the over 65 space is actually people over the age of 85 on a percentage basis, not gross number basis. So people are living longer, and they need a whole suite of products developed to meet them where they need to be met.
Scott, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Mark.
Scott Collins is president and CEO of LinkAge, a research company that focuses on what companies should know about the growing senior market and what they can do to cater to it. After the break, a conversation with the founder of ReptileLand, which is marking its 50th year. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.